What's up, Lady Ballers?
Welcome back. We're Soccer Props.
And it's game time.
My heart hurts. That's what's up.
God, it's too early for this much adrenaline.
What a morning.
USA winning against Netherlands in freaking penalty kicks. Creep. I can't believe it.
MVP, Alyssa Nair.
Yeah, she truly saved them multiple times during regular play. And then the shootout was so impressive. Even the USA with their kicks and their scoring, that was also extremely impressive.
I said this during the World Cup too. And I was like, after the World Cup, I was like, Alyssa Nair has earned our trust. Like, I was like, she's proven herself, blah, blah, blah. And now even this game, I was like, iffy about it. And she freaking performed. And I'm like, oh, she earned our trust again. So I think we should just give it to her at this point.
She's amazing.
She seemed super confident, I thought. I thought she was the most confident player on the field.
One thing we needed. The game started and I felt like we were scared.
Yeah, everyone's faces looked scared. It was weird. But they kept it together. Like, I was like really, really shocked and surprised. So
Lynn Williams coming through, I really feel like she is the future of this team. You know, she's one of the younger ones out there, and mm-hmm. you took it, like, taking a chance on her, playing her like that, and she's proving herself for sure. Mm-hmm.
I have to be honest, when I saw her on the roster for playing today, I was a little nervous because just historically, I feel like she, you know, she would have a bad game. That's historically what I would see when I would watch. So to see her just, you know, with an assist and a goal, and I mean, she really did prove herself, and I hope that she continues on with that going into the rest of the tournament.
Yeah.
Definitely. I feel like these games are so important because I feel like when our players don't have confidence, they literally play terribly. Like, they actually literally need to feel good to play good. And that's why when we're down a goal, I feel like it's so hard for us to come back. But as like Sam Uys, you know, finally was having even a better game. And I feel like that's going to help her momentum going forward.
Yeah. It couldn't be more true, though. It wasn't until they came back and tied them that you finally saw them have a fire in them. Yeah. Like, they were like, okay, we got this. We're back at it, you know?
It was so interesting, too, because the possession at the end of the game was a 50-50 split even between U.S. and the Netherlands, like, on the dot, which I feel like you don't see that often. So it made sense that it went to PKs, honestly.
Yeah. And I'm going to be honest, Netherlands had some really good opportunities on net. Yeah. I mean, they did well, like, breaking – I mean, our U.S., the defense just didn't look good in those moments, but Netherlands, like, took advantage of the chances that they could get. And, you know, thankfully, they didn't score more than they did.
Yeah. I forgot how good Leaky Martens is. Like, mm-hmm. I just really underestimated Netherlands. I really forgot just watching them play. They are a very dominating, strong team, and the same girl scored both goals for them.
Yep. Yeah, they were amazing. Like, I feel like it was one of those games where it could have been the finals. Like, that's how, like, it felt.
That would have been a really good – that would have been a very entertaining final game.
Right.
Yeah.
What did you guys think of Vlatko's decision to sub all three forwards in at the same time? That was wild.
Honestly, I think that the first few games he was playing the people he thought he was supposed to play. So I was like, maybe today he's like, all right, I'm actually just going to go with my gut. Who knows? There's so many things that go into coaches' decisions, but it worked. It worked out.
Yeah.
So
I really think we're seeing Vlatko being tested with the U.S. and how he can coach them, because he came into a team that was already, you know, so dominant and winning everything. And now they're really being put to the test, which is making us see Vlatko's decisions as a coach that much more. Yep. And I think he takes risks in, like, he took a risk today, I feel like, with so many changes. But, I mean, it is what it is.
I also couldn't believe the PK save that Alyssa had during the game. I really was like, there's no way. Like, they were going to miss that shot. That was sick.
Are we going to talk about how many times the U.S. just got called offside? And I think it was 8 goals that have been disallowed this entire tournament for them.
That's insane.
There are a lot that are very questionably even, like, between the defender and the offense. And that even is not offsides.
Yeah.
I know. And that's what pisses me off about the VAR, because I'm like, if we were just in regular play, you know, somewhere at a random field, we would have called it, you know, we wouldn't have called it, you know, but because the VAR is so nitpicky.
I feel like we're getting a better visual look, and then I'm disagreeing with the better visual.
Yeah. Yeah.
We love the VAR when it's in our favor, but like, I feel like we really haven't had that many this tournament where we're like, thank God for the VAR, you know, this tournament, we're like, fuck, the VAR sucks. Like, it's been killing us. I don't know. I kind of want it to go away. I think I'm over it.
I feel like the screaming fans, like, yelling at the ref and booing, like, helps.
Yeah.
In our favor, and it's just, no, we don't have it this time.
No, it is so weird seeing the stadium so empty and, like, not hearing any of the cheers and stuff. I feel like they should be putting in the fake cheering. And, like, you know,
cardboard.
What they've been doing the whole past year.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So...
Oh, sorry. What were you
going to say? Go ahead.
I was going to say, and now we have U.S. versus Canada. Literally, when the roosters crow Monday morning, it's going to be.
What time?
I want to say, people were saying 3 a.m., but I think that's.
I think it might. Yeah, it's something like that, or 4 a.m. And
I'm taking a personal day.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
We'll call in sick on Monday.
Yeah, we're calling in sick. That's insane. I didn't know it was 3 a.m.
I don't know if that's for West Coast, but that was just what I had seen. I have to look.
Ugh, wow, that's crazy.
I've been seeing like a high intensity, high pressure U.S.-Canada game since when, 2012?
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's going to be amazing.
It's going to be really fun. So then who else is, so Sweden and Australia will play each other. That's going to be a good game too.
Yes, Australia beat England, which I did not see happening. The still shot of Sam Kerr, we're laughing at, she was screaming her head off. Like
Voldemort.
And I literally,
that was such a funny picture.
That was such a great photo.
I see.
They pick the funniest photos when they promote women's soccer. I'm like,
but I want to imagine you screaming your head off when you win a game that you were down the whole game. It would have been an atrocious picture.
Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely.
Oh, and at that point, you don't give a crap what you look like.
Yeah. I don't want to keep bringing up Alyssa Nair, but I will because she's worthy of bringing up. But it was really funny in the pregame pictures, everyone's smiling, and she's the only one not smiling.
She didn't get the smile all
game, all during warm-up. She was so serious. And then once they finally won, like, she went and got her water bottle, and then, like, she's cracked a smile. Like, that was her first smile of the day.
Oh,
like,
she's like, in his zone.
I keep seeing memes and it's like Alyssa Nair is a whole mood, and there was when they won the World Cup and the whole team is like in a big thing cheering and she's literally standing off to the side. Like, I just think she's an in the zone type of player. I appreciate it personally.
Yeah, I love it.
I can confirm that the game on Monday, US versus Canada, is 4 a.m. and then Australia plays Sweden at 7 a.m.
So what are your predictions for both games?
Sweden seems like they are on such, just, they have so much momentum going.
Australia's good, like, I don't know.
I know, but like, Australia had to knit, grit, and fight for this win today. And like, Sweden, I just feel like, has comfortably been dominating, but you never know.
I would say Sweden is going to take the cake because I feel like Australia may have Sam Kerr and really good offense, but they've let up a lot of goals. So Sweden proves to be scoring goals. So I really think they're going to win that one.
So you're saying Sweden, U.S. in the finals?
Yeah.
All right.
That would be the ultimate final.
I'm going to go Australia, U.S. just to play devil's advocate.
What other teams do we have?
Vaughn, are you going to say Canada?
No, I hope that we have a reputation of doing decently against Canada. I hope we can pull it off. But I definitely think Sweden is going to make it to the finals. It's a momentum that can't be stopped, but we'll see.
And then the finals are on Thursday. So going to be another wild week.
I wish they would spread it out a little more. Don't you?
Yeah.
Like, but they're probably exhausted.
But they're playing on the same day. So I feel like I get drunk on soccer all in one day. And then I come out 2 days. And
that's just the way it is with the, like, you know, the Olympics, they like squeeze it in, but it'll be exciting. All right, guys. Well, what a morning. I'm so excited for the U.S. They pulled it out. It was a nail biter, but I guess they deserve it. I'll have to cut that. Great.
No, you don't have to. Oh, man. I'm just, what's going to happen. Only time will tell.
And like, I can't even begin to guess what the starting lineup's going to be.
Yeah.
Because it's just looking different every single game.
I know. It's crazy. It'll be interesting.
I wish Christy Mewis would have gotten some more playing time, but maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe in the semis or the final.
You never know. He's switching things up.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, enjoy your weekend. And there's a huge sale this weekend. What's the discount, Carly?
Score 30 for 30% off. And that is the biggest sale that you're going to find on our website. Seriously, don't miss out on this. There's no minimums. And this applies to everything, our new stuff, our older stuff, everything in between. So use score 30 at checkout on soccergirlprobs.com.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.